Hola, ¿qué tal? Buenos días. This is Isela Martín. I keep saying buenos días, and it's gloomy outside, y ya estamos en tardes. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estamos? How are we? This is 1440 AM, KVON, 1440, 1440. Si no me entendieron, pero les quería dejar saber, if you're just tuning in, this is La Hora with Isela, and we are going to talk a little bit about the holidays primero, primera semana of December. So, of course, we're kicking off the month of the holidays, of course. So I know everyone came back from Thanksgiving. I know I'm like fasting today because I almost feel a little like I've had too much salt in my diet. I don't know what everyone cooks, but it was sure good. So I want to thank my family and, of course, friends who came over and we celebrated Thanksgiving together, whether it was in the form of tacos, our own little version of thanking each other for being here for each other throughout the year. So I want to give a little shout out to them. And then, of course, my linda familia who cooked, I mean, just an abundance of food. I don't even think we touched desserts over the Thursday holiday. And, of course, I think we had leftovers maybe a day or two ago. And so it's I surely need to be on a restricted diet, that's for sure. And I think we say that absolutely every single holiday, no? Que we are not going to be eating más. No más pozole, no más tamales. And then that's when we come into the new you, new me kind of deal. And that's quite all right. Nada más les quería desear felices fiestas. Because I know that during the month of December, well, November through December, we start celebrating, whether culturally, we start celebrating algunas cosas que maybe aren't familiar to me. But you know they're so familiar to you, I would encourage you also to send me your stories, to send me your get-togethers of cultura, either baile. Oh my gosh, I adore learning more about everyone else's culture and knowing what they do around the holidays. And so, of course, yo nada más quería hacer that connection this week. With regard to Christmas and kind of just some fun facts for nuestra comunidad, of course. But I did want to, today during the show, we're going to talk about, you know, why is it that during the holidays there are some Christmas breakups? And I thought that was a pretty awesome article. And it's just, you know, you'll be surprised that Google has a lot of it, but, you know, just reading some really good articles that really do talk about, you know, relationships and why is it that during the holidays people are breaking up. And so, es por eso que sufrimos blue Christmases, because we are breaking up with our partners. Claro que sí. But I wanted to know, because I have some people on Facebook Live. Sí, por favor, Leticia Jimenez, thank you so much for waving at me, and Rebecca, and of course, Janet Betts, Dolores, Luis Alcázar, Luis Alejo from Monterey, I'm sure, Elvira, hello, my cousin, Jasmine Montenegro, and of course, Rogelio Almejo and Maribel, all the way from Jalisco, waving at us. So what I wanted to ask you, and I'll repeat this in Spanish, was if you guys could please tell me what is your favorite, whether it's Latino or non-Latino, if you can give us your best little jingle for the holidays. And, you know, hopefully we can play it throughout the month of December when I'm on the air, of course. I'll be playing a couple of my favorites. I'm not saying they're all traditional, but there are some that have some, how would I say that, some religious influence. But really, sometimes it really has nothing to do with religion. It just has a really awesome and amazing beat to it. And so I would say that my entire family, we jam to these songs and whatnot. But a couple of fun facts before I jump into the conversation after our commercial break. I wanted to, first of all, because everyone knows, who knows me, knows that I am a huge Mariah Carey fan. I know a lot of people will boo me, but I don't care. But something you should know about Mariah Carey is that she was given a Guinness World Record, not for one, not for two, but yes, for three records for her 1994 hit holiday track, All I Want for Christmas Is You. So it includes the highest charting holiday song, which I'm sure everyone watches, everyone hears over and over and over and over during the holidays. It'd be a trip to actually someone that works in retail to give us like a little insight. Like, how many times does All I Want for Christmas come over the speakers, at least in a mall or wherever it is that you work? But oh my goodness. But anyway, she was celebrated this last, I want to say November 26th or so. And oh my gosh, it will be in, the three records would be in the 2020 Book of World Records. So congratulations to you, Mariah, for holding that title. And if I'm not mistaken, this makes her well above Elvis Presley's number one in Guinness Record too. I'm trying to find exactly what it says here. I'm sorry, I'm having some technical difficulties. Okay, so it says she will hold record for U.S. number one singles by solo artists after 18 of her tracks topped the American charts, putting her one ahead of Elvis Presley, who has the most U.S. number one singles by a male solo artist. So, hey, Mariah Carey. So she's holding three titles right now for All I Want for Christmas Is You. So, of course, we'll get to play that sooner than later. Not today. But I did want to mention to everyone that I wanted to talk about a couple of fun facts for the holidays. And, you know, things that we really don't even talk about. So in some cositas that we're kind of like, whatever. But, you know, I like doing statistic work. I like giving you guys facts. So each year, 30 to 35 million real Christmas trees are sold in the United States alone, just in the U.S. 30 to 35 million trees. It's like, where are they coming from? Do we have all these farms for Christmas trees? And I really do hope que no estemos cortando los arbolitos de Navidad, you know, where they're in their natural habitat, and esperamos que maybe just get them out of a farm. You know what I mean? Another fun fact for you. Today in the Greek and Russian Orthodox churches, Christmas is celebrated 13 days after the 25th, which is also referred as the Epiphany or the Three Kings Day. This is a day it's believed that the three wise men finally found Jesus in the manger. And when Christmas was declared a federal holiday here in the United States, it was June 26, 1870. So en el mero calorón es cuando se decidió that we were going to have declared a federal holiday for Christmas, como pueden ver. Otra cosita, mi gente linda, which I thought this was pretty amazing, something that we should be very fond of como mexicanos, su servidora too. Poinsettia plants are named after Joel R. Poinsett, an American minister to Mexico who brought the red and green plant from Mexico a la America in 1828, which was pretty freaking amazing. So ya saben que cosas buenas, pues, ay, claro, salen de México. Ay, ay, ay. If you're just tuning in, this is Isela with La Hora on 1440 AM, and we're talking about fun facts de la Navidad, being that we're in the first week de la lindísima holidays, we decided to give a little bit of fun facts. Hablar un poquito, if you were listening earlier, I wanted to see if you guys can tell me which one is one of your favorite tunes that you listen to during the holidays. We just talked about Mariah Carey holding the third World Guinness record for 2020 for her amazing song that's always on the airwaves. I'm sure everyone's probably sick of it by the time the holidays are over. And like some people say, I don't like the holidays. I know it's not for everyone. It's not for everyone. The holidays sometimes are congested. Sometimes we have things we want to do on a regular basis, like go grocery shopping, and we can't because we have all these hyperactive shoppers and they're really getting in the way of our general and all life duties. And so it's si se entiende. So anyhow, another little fun fact for you to know. So the Salvation Army has been sending Santa Claus clad donation collectors into the streets since the 1890s. And so my heart really goes out to the Salvation Army, especially in the area of the Concord area. I think that there has been a couple of the Salvation Army guys that are sitting there outside the door ringing the bell, and they're really I think they're getting their monies or their donations stolen from them. And so it's a really, it's a time of giving. And so other people find that it's the time to steal. And so let's find a kind heart, because those are for the folks that are less fortunate during these holidays, of course. So vamos a trabajar. And then one other fun fact before I run this to a commercial break. Construction workers started the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree tradition in 1931. And just a little bit of fun facts for you for this Christmas season. So gracias por estar conmigo on the air. I'm going to go to a quick commercial break. We're going to talk about why people break up during the holidays. So I'm giving you kind of like a pre-warning para que no vayan a romper esa bonita relación with your seres queridos during these holidays. I don't wish anyone to be blue on this Christmas. So with that, I will stop for a small commercial break. Están on KBON at 1440 AM. I'll be back after a few words.
Community Grapevine.
The Experimental Aircrafters Association Chapter 167 is holding free review sessions for the FAA Private Pilot Written Exam. It is open to the general public. No reservation is required. If you are interested in aviation or want to become a pilot, we invite you to attend. The sessions are free and meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at the Napa County Airport Terminal Building Conference Room. Visit eaa167.org.
KVON's headquarters at South Napa Century Center, neighboring Computer Engineering Group.
Don't let the end of the year make you frantic. Did you know viewing art can reduce anxiety? Transform your perspective with a timely visit to DeRosa Center for Contemporary Art in Napa Valley. With 2020's all new programs just months away, do not miss this year's exhibitions, Viola Fry Center Stage, and Building a Different Model, selections from the DeRosa Collection, before they finish December 29th. Experience the art of our time at DeRosa. For more information, visit DeRosaArt.org.
Coming up to the Uptown Theater, An Irish Christmas on December 6th. You'll take a journey through Christmas in Ireland with superb dancing, singing, and Irish traditional music celebrating the international spirit of the holiday season. On December 20th, you can get in a spiritual holiday mood with the Blind Boys of Alabama Christmas Show, recognized worldwide as living legends of gospel music. Or you can celebrate the winter solstice and its warm traditions on December 22nd with a concert from the multi-platinum selling album, Windham Hill's Winter Solstice. And ABBA the Concert continues to be the top ABBA tribute group in the world, dazzling all who see their fantastic performance while playing the most iconic hits from ABBA on December 29th. All these shows and more at Uptown Theater. Visit UptownTheaterNapa.com to reserve your seats.
This is KVON 1440 AM. You're listening to La Hora with Isela. Bienvenidos. And it is the time of giving. Claro, to me, actually, we shouldn't separate it for just one holiday. I think we should always be in the time of giving. I think because we exhaust sometimes so much during this time that we forget to give throughout the entire year. So why don't we kind of set back and instead of giving just within one season, we do it throughout the entire year. Claro que sí. It's just kind of how, you know, I kind of take that on in my personal life. Pero sería bonito that, you know, que nuestra gente diera durante the entire year y no nada más durante una temporada. So we were talking earlier during the show, we were talking about fun facts of the holidays. I wanted to play some musiquita, but I, for some reason, I'm having some technical difficulties, but it's fine because we have more shows throughout the month, which is not a problem. Hey, so afuera está lloviendo. It's one of those days where it's nice to cuddle up at home, some hot cocoa, un cafecito con leche, of course, and estar con seres queridos. So anyhow, so moving on, we're going to go ahead and talk about, we were going to talk about, why is it that 'tis the season to become single, the pre-holiday breakups? And so it was so funny in reading a couple of these articles when I was getting some of this information, that some of the information was coming back from Facebook. But why was it coming back from Facebook? So the reason why some of this information was coming back from social media is because on social media, it does have a section where they ask if you are in a relationship. And so many of us, it's very famous. You guys have put, it's complicated. I'm single. I'm divorced. I'm separated. I mean, it's, the list goes on, right? And so that is the reason why the study was relying heavily on Facebook. And so, and really because it relates to real life, I think that's why. But you know, in other aspects, I wouldn't recommend having a study on Facebook be done. I'm just saying, that's just my personal opinion. But so, for example, it said because there has been incredible high stress and depression. It culminates during the New Year's. And then also there is a high suicidal rate. So during the, right before we go into the new year, that was something that I was going to be talking about, was about suicide and what you're bringing into the new year. I saw another documentary where, and I'll bring all the information as we're getting closer and closer to the show, is that, you know, during, the suicide rate goes higher because people are thinking, pues que voy a traerle al año nuevo, you know? So I just wanted to put that out there, that that's going to be something that we would be talking about on a separate show. It's going to be phenomenal. And I wanted to talk about it because I think it's important. We don't know what everybody else is going through. There's always a status quo of having to bring something, stepping up the game, be the better you. What if some people don't want to be the better you and they're stuck? You know, it's easy for us to say and put up on social media, poner el buen recado, you know. It's like, man, I'm being a trooper. I'm putting up social media posts where I'm being very, I'm being a positive influence. Not everything is positive. I've had my negative moments. I'm sure you have too. But sometimes, I mean, we have to be realistic that not everything is going to be great. No nada más es, you know, dar un consejo. I mean, I've sat there and I've looked at a couple people's posts and said, wow, why are you giving out information? You know, nos ponemos con el dedo criticón. But, you know, and it's like, it's pretty amazing sometimes the people we look on social media and that are giving out free advice. Pero, en fin, para eso son los profesionales, actually, to help us. And I think sometimes social media is overrated with that. But it's quite all right. Ah, a lo que venimos. So, so the reason why there is, so look at this. I'm just going to read you a piece of this article, and it starts, quote, I think the expectation of giving an expensive gift from a significant other can be the straw that breaks up the camel's relationship. If you're already unhappy and thinking about pulling the trigger on a relationship, why do it before you have to spend hundreds of dollars on a fancy watch of cufflinks or lingerie, and you don't even want to see the girlfriend wearing anyway? That way you get freedom, and $100 you can blow up anywhere you want at a, or some reasonably priced shoes, right? Entonces, so I've noticed that people have tried to live up to the whole holiday giving, and goodness gracious, those same people I see going into debt as well. Y si con el simple hecho that, you know, we want to buy that more
that expensive gift for somebody, or maybe not so expensive, or just be that that person or that couple that's always giving and always having, you know, a little bit of debt more than we need, honestly. So I really do think, and I don't think that, you know, it has to be the breakup before Christmas. It could be almost like the breakup during the holidays or after the holidays. I've heard also the reasons por qué la gente se quiebra relaciones. It's because you got into debt so bad that they don't want to have to carry on this debt, you know, every single year, because it's what's been happening año con año, and it's getting really, really horrible, where I'm like, gosh, you know what? I don't want to carry your holiday debt. Gosh, we just got rid of it in June, and here we go all over again, right? So it's pretty amazing como la gente puede keep having this keep loop around and around and around into their lives. Debt is a real thing, and honestly, being in the hole is not somewhere anybody wants to be, of course. So anyway, so nada más para esas cosas. So I can only sit here and reflect on the things that I do know. And that is, you know, the breakups after Christmas when you're receiving those credit card, you know, invoices or statements, excuse me. And you're sitting there like, oh my gosh, how much did I spend? And it's easy, especially when you're paying with plastic. Sometimes my number one recommendation would be if you're going to be shopping, why don't we do some cash? Spend what you have, not what you could or have to pay over a matter of time. Una cosa de reflexión, don't spend more than what you make. You got to remember, you still have bills to pay. You still have to survive. You got to remember, California, somos uno de los estados más caros para vivir, right? So stay in touch with what you have to pay. You got to eat. You can't sit here and starve yourself like me after this Thanksgiving dinner I just had, right? Pero en fin, so yeah, that's one of the greatest reasons why there is that breakup, and more so because it's that whole having to live up to the expectation, that's the pre-holiday, the during is watching all the spending, and then the post is I'm in debt, we're in debt. And so kind of seeing those things, it's actually, I would say if I would see all these tres etapas going on in front of me, it is really it would put a damper on my relationship. You would see that someone has a serious issue in spending and that is not looking towards the future. And this is, you know, this is going towards, you know, pre-relationships. If you're already in a relationship or married to that relationship, and I'm no one to be giving advice about this, but I'm just saying that, you know, this might be one of those grains of salt that, you know, every year you're adding to it, and is the reason why maybe tu pareja se está alejando un poco poquito de ti. I'm just saying that would make me run for the hills, most definitely. En fin, this is La Hora with Isela. I'm sorry, I'm having too much fun. We started this show with a lot of fun facts for Christmas. I'll be giving a couple more once we come back after a few words. I'm going to try and get this radio to play because I want to play a jingle or two and see how we can get it on the airwaves for you. All right, well, mi gente, stay tuned. You're listening to La Hora with Isela on 14:40 a.m.
Hi, this is Judd, the Fink Finkelstein. Join me every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. here on KVON for Judd's Napa Valley Show. You'll hear the interesting and quirky people that make this Napa Valley the wonderful, intriguing, and exciting place that it is.
KVON Napa,
the voice of wine country.
Corazón, decirle que usted es mi vida, que no sé vivir sin usted, disculpe que se lo diga, pero es que no aguanto más, este amor me calcina, me nace del corazón y el corazón me domina, quiero sentir sus besos, sus manos que me acaricien, quiero comprobar que vivo, no
quiero morir de amor. Hasta que escuche su boca decir que me quiere mucho y que ese amor que usted siente le nace del corazón, me nace del corazón. Decirle que usted es mi vida, que no sé vivir sin usted. Estoy muriendo de sed, me nace del corazón. De usted me he enamorado, quiero decirle mil cosas que no hace poquito. Estoy por usted, quiero beber de sus labios el agua de amor divina, tomarla de beso en beso, me estoy muriendo de sed. Quiero sentir sus besos, sus manos que me acaricien, quiero comprobar que vivo, no quiero morir de amor. Hasta que escuche su boca decir que me quiere mucho y que ese amor que usted siente hace del
Hola, ¿qué tal? Y sí, José Castillo just put on our Facebook Live. Feliz Diciembre. We are starting el mes de Diciembre. We sure are. This is our first week, of course. Y se les desea unos felices holidays. Si esta es la primera y la única vez que nos vayamos a escuchar. But if not, I am always on the air los jueves y los dominguitos para que me puedan escuchar. Either you can listen to me on Thursday de 9 a 10 or on Sundays from 12 to 1. And so what were we talking about? We were talking about little fun facts. So I had a couple more little fun facts. Percentages of Americans that celebrate Christmas, somos el 92%. So there's still a huge population that does not celebrate the Christmas celebrations, of course. Holiday gifts. Average amount Americans spent on holiday gifts, $663. I really want to know who spends $663 on an average gift, because you need to be giving me a gift. No se crean. Para eso no estoy. You know what? You can really make my day if you guys give me a blueberry or a cherry flavored candy cane. I love it. I love it. Don't give me a peppermint one. I'm good. I'm really good with the cherry and the blueberry candy canes around this season. I think they're so good. And I don't know what it is around the holidays that, you know, got a couple of them, you know, laying around the house or in the office, most definitely. Pero ya saben lo que es posible regalarme this season. Blueberry and cherry candy canes. So, ¿qué más? Number of Christmas cards purchased annually. Oh, my God. This number, it's like, de por sí, we're already cutting trees by the millions for this holiday season, no? But the Christmas card purchased annually, we're looking at 1.6, not million, billion. Billion. ¿Cuántas cosas podemos hacer con todo ese papel? So, it would be nice to put that in retrospect. So, that's going to be another project of mine. Number of Christmas cards purchased annually, 1.6 billion cards. Oh, my gosh. Me estoy quedando así como que, híjole, ¿qué podemos hacer con tanto papel? Con todas esas tarjetas. So you can buy Las cartas de Navidad que se compran anualmente son 1.6, no millones, sino billones. ¿Qué podemos hacer con tanto papel? So, next project. If you can tell me how much 1.6 billion Christmas cards, you know, can staff a school, I mean, around the world, en una ciudad, I mean, I would like to know what that looks like, you know? I mean, when I'm just reading it, you know, I can't really put my mind or wrap my mind around that number. So it'd be really, really nice. Okay. Amount it would cost if you purchased everything in 12 days of Christmas. Híjole. $558,650. Si no me equivoco. And then, oh my gosh, and it keeps coming up on all my statistics. Poinsettias are originally from Mexico. Si todo lo bonito sale de Mexico. So I'm really proud of that because I really love poinsettias. I think they're really eloquent. I think they're elegant. I love the color of them. I know there's some white ones out there. I'm not too fond of the white ones. I love red poinsettias. Oh my gosh, when I traveled in Guadalajara one time, I brought back a fake one, but it was such a beautiful ornament, not knowing that the reason probably why they were sitting there and like really proud of this flower was because it was its original home was from Mexico. So I think we already gave you the number amount of trees. Percentages of people here in the States that put up a Christmas tree are 79%. So for me, this is going to be a true statement because I will not be added into that percentage. I will not be putting up a Christmas tree this year for me because it is religious. I am just doing a nacimiento. I am doing a nativity set, which I am giving a shout out to Durango, Mexico, and Hugo, my best friend, his family went ahead, his aunt precisely, is the one that made my nativity set, and I'm totally blessed to have it, but I'm not going to mention her now because during another live that I'm going to be doing on my Facebook, I'm going to be showing you the nativity set and how I'm going to be putting it up on at my house. So I'm really, really excited. Sorry, that was a spoiler. Anyhow, number of Christmas tree farms in the U.S. There are 15,000 Christmas tree farms in the United States. And so we already talked about how many personas are going to be putting that up. And who is the largest exporter of our Christmas trees? ¿Quién ni nada menos que our neighbor, Canada? So with that said, and just giving us like a little bit over 15 minutes, antes de que se acabe la hora, I wanted to play a couple of tunes, especially los más conocidos on the radio. So without further ado, I'm going to play a couple jingles that I just got a text from, if I could play on the radio, for just to kick off the Christmas spirit or the month of giving. Okay. Allí con ustedes, José Feliciano. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. Felicidad.
se pueden olvidar de esa canción. It is like the best song ever, right? José Feliciano, and always to start off the holidays, especialmente cuando es la cultura latina. Si no tocan esa canción, entonces para mí, it is really not the holidays, right? So you are listening to La Hora with Isela on 1440 AM, and we are kicking off the first week of the holidays, which is thebomb.com. What were we talking about prior? We were talking about the fun facts of the holidays, and then we were talking about, during our middle segment, we were talking about qué más ni qué menos about breaking up with your pareja before, during, and after that whole spending spree. And so it's pretty awesome how we kind of discovered the reasons why you would do it before is because you don't want to invest into somebody that maybe wasn't so serious. During, it's like, oh my gosh, what am I getting into? And then the post, it's like, híjole, ya recibí este statement. ¿Qué voy a hacer? So, en fin, I'm going to play another family favorite, which is Mr. Luis Miguel, que is going to sing for us Santa Claus Llegó a la Ciudad. One of my favorites, maybe not one of yours, but definitely should be putting it on your Spotify nice little list that you're going to have playing throughout the holidays. So aquí está contigo Luis Miguel.
Mi amor, pórtate bien, no debes llorar, ya sabes por qué. Santa Claus llegó a la ciudad. Todo lo apunta, todo lo ve, sigue los pasos, estés donde estés. Santa Claus llegó a la ciudad. Sabe de ti, él sabe de mí, él lo sabe todo, no intentes huir. Santa Claus llegó a la ciudad. Santa Claus llegó a la ciudad. Santa Claus llegó a la ciudad. Te observa cuando duermes, te mira al despertar. No intentes ocultarte de él, pues siempre te verá. Él sabe de ti, él sabe de mí, lo sabe todo, no intentes huir. Santa Claus llegó, Santa Claus llegó, Santa Claus llegó a la ciudad.
Bonita canción de nuestro Luisito Miguel. I love that song. I mean, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. En español, I totally loved it because he, like, killed it. He really did. Y que más que ni menos para acabar el programa of La Hora on KBON 1440 AM. I did want to play one of my sobrino's favorite songs. I know, who knows if he's going to be on the air to watch it, but for sure, at least I have it on a Facebook Live so he's able to watch his favorite song on the airwaves, of course. And, and the reason why he loves this song so much, it's such a danceable song. It really is, despite the lyrics to it. And I'm not saying there's anything bad, but it does have a little bit of religious influence in there. So I love it because it gets me on my feet to dance. It's more of a tradición, and it's more of that time of, hey, it's the holiday spirit, and it should be like that all the time. Como les digo, you should be getting up on your feet and dancing porque es tiempo de darle el cuerpo alegría, darle a la gente, and just be kind to absolutely everyone. So I think this will be it because it would give me 3 minutes before my show is over. Fue un gran placer to kick off the holiday season. Official Diciembre is here and we are in our first week. I wish you so many positive influences on your shopping. I hope they are great experiences because I have never been so lucky in shopping in any of this kind of situations. It's not that I hate the holidays, but I just hate the situation of having to do my regular shopping and I can't get anything done because there are shoppers that are kind of exacerbating all the stores. And it kind of gets on my nerves, I guess. I should say that out loud, right? Well, to finish the show, I am going to put my sobrino's favorite song, Mi Burrito Sabanero. So get up, dance, turn it up on the radio station. Con ustedes, su servidora, Isela Martin. And I will see here hasta la próxima, KVON 1440 AM, La Hora with Isela.
Pero gracias a ustedes. su recuerdo hoy brilla más que nunca. A nombre de mi familia les doy las gracias por tanto apoyo y por celebrar la vida de Selena. Y por eso les pido que se pongan de pie todo mundo y sigan cantando y bailando su legacía. Reina de la cumbia, Selena, y los reyes de la cumbia, Cumbia Kings, baby.